Well, I'm Elyard Burt. Born and raised in New Orleans. I've been a musician most of my life. Started playing flutes, I think, in the late 50s. New Orleans has a sound, a melodic sound. New Orleans has a rhythm. There's always something in New Orleans that hasn't been reached. You know, if you want to play some music, you gotta go to New Orleans. You cannot teach nobody how to. As simple as that is, you can't, I mean, that's New Orleans. New Orleans has a mixture of Caribbean, let's go with rhythm and blues. Okay, now the blues was the Mississippi, Memphis, down home, down out. But when the blues got to New Orleans, for some reason, we liked the dance. So there had to be some rhythm to that blues. And that opened up a whole new vein. I think that started around 1947, when the rhythm changes and the music was danceable. We're talking about how music develops. Everybody wants some of our music, and that's because of who? Louis Armstrong, who is New Orleans all the way. He knew how to blend, how to put a balance with that European sound and yet keep that New Orleans backbeat.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good one.
The magic that's here can never be explained. It has to be experienced. This is the good time of New Orleans. You hear a sound that makes you feel like the world don't matter. That economical situation, rich or poor, it don't matter. It's New Orleans. And that's the spirit. They're feeling something. Some red beans and rice. You know, the brass band down the street, you know. But it's so much of a mixture of so many different generations of different people coming together. Well, this is what gumbo is. Some of this, some of that, some of this, and you gotta have a little of that, That's what New Orleans is.
Thank you. Have a good time.
You know, with the amazing thing that I'm finding about, we have Mardi Gras every year. And you would think that if you got 1 million people drunk in the streets, you're going to have a humbug. Not in New Orleans. There are no fights. There's no disturbance. Everybody's happy. Everybody's feeding everybody. You know? That has to say something, because that couldn't happen nowhere else in this country. Not 1 million drunken people. There's a peacefulness there. That's taken its time to cultivate and to grow. And it's still growing. I remember somebody telling me one time, some 20 years ago, the brass bands were going to die out because the kids, they don't want to play that, and the old folks can't live forever. I'm saying, I don't believe that, because brass bands is a neighborhood thing. And the kids walk down the street here with a horn in their hand, making a lot of noise. And what's happened since I heard that statement? They got brass bands all over. Every time you turn around, there's a brass band coming. It's all a bunch of kids. The food, that's the other magic. Everybody got to eat. And that's another thing about New Orleans. Most male musicians are damn good cooks. I have to have every ingredient. As far as my spices and everything, because everything's got to blend perfectly. And it's like a tune, preparing a tune, getting a set together. You know, what they do at Vaughn's on Thursday night with a pot of red beans. I go around there sometimes, I don't want to eat, but you smell them red beans, you're going to, if it's just a little bowl, that's New Orleans. It's New Orleans.